News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Morning from Dan and Dalton. Also, your dad jokes online. If you want to shoot them to us on the text line, 251-343-0106 as we head to Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, and coming up this hour, your chance, your last chance to win them before you can buy them.
Win them for dad.
Win them for dad or granddad. We don't care. The Doobie Brothers 50th anniversary tour coming to the Wharf July 23rd. Tickets go on sale this morning at 10 at Ticketmaster and at the Wharf box office, but we'll have one more pair that you can win before you can buy them.
Steve Carey is running for the Baldwin County Commission District 2 and joins us on the line this morning. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Hey, Steve. So you've been associated with politics around here for a while now, so I think a lot of folks already know of you. I wanted to talk to you first before we get into this election about your past, and you're a retired Air Force colonel. I guess you got your master's at the academy, and then you flew jets for a while. And the reason that strikes so close to home, my brother right now flying A-10s out in Arizona.
That's right.
And he graduated from the academy also. So I'm sure that's played, obviously, a major role in your life.
It sure has. And to your brother, tipping my hat to him flying the Warthog or the A-10. That's a great airplane. We need it in our inventory. But, you know, my short 34 years in the Air Force, what it taught me is the foundation to good business, to good government is strong leadership and leadership that understands people and what it takes to motivate and inspire people.
You, your career in the Air Force, did it end at Eglin? Is that right?
No, I was a commander over at Eglin.
Okay.
In fact, as I told you earlier, my F-15 that I flew when I was there is actually at the pavilion at the battleship.
That's amazing.
But I was up at Maxwell Air Force Base in Montgomery when I retired.
What are the odds that the plane that you flew, Steve, is now at Battleship Park right here in Mobile? That's the not the model, but the plane, right?
Well, just the same very airplane I flew. As my dad used to say, it's a sad, sad day when your airplane ends up in a museum.
Well, I think it's a good day, and we're glad to have you on. So let's talk a little sure. politics now.
Yeah, so let's start. Sure. I mean, you're running for District 2, Baldwin County Commission. You're in the runoff now, of course. Explain to people exactly what area District 2 covers over there in Baldwin County.
Well, District 2 is the Eastern Shore, but for Baldwin County, when you run for commissioner, everybody in the county votes for that particular position. So even though I'm living in District 2, which is the Eastern Shore, everybody from Fort Morgan to North Baldwin, Bay Minette, everybody votes, and everybody needs to understand the difference between the two candidates.
Steve, you are currently chairman of the Daphne Industrial Development Board. Talk about the role you play there. And, you know, what you've seen from that position about possibilities for Baldwin County?
Well, about 6-7 years ago, I was asked to take over the Industrial Development Board for the city of Daphne, and I was proud to do that. I've learned quite a bit since then about really what it takes to develop economically, to do the kind of things that will enhance our workforce, that will bring the right kind of businesses to Baldwin County. And the DISC project is right next to Daphne High School. We've worked in partnership with the city. And obviously, we had a big announcement with Novellus at the mega site. And they've decided that they now want to put a large office, executive kind of planning office there at the DISC site. So over the last 6-7 years, it's opened my eyes. You know, I'm a businessman, obviously a career military guy that started a business. But now I understand the complexities involved in smartly letting yourself get involved in the economies of your area and developing the area economically. And that's what my experience as chairman of the Industrial Development Board has taught me, is that it's not as simple as many folks think. And that's one key, I think, to stepping into any kind of leadership role, especially at the county commission. You have to have experience in understanding what it takes to do something like DISC, to work with other agencies, to work, you know, with the cities, municipalities, and the chambers of commerce, so that you can do the right kind of things that will help Baldwin County grow smartly, and I say that because that's the emphasis item, is to grow smartly over the next 20 years.
Yeah, and that growth, it's no secret that Baldwin County, probably the trendiest place in Alabama to move to right now. So there's a lot of population growth, a lot of business coming in, but you also have the people who have lived there for a long time who are a little worried about their way of life being encroached upon by so many of these new developments. How do you kind of balance that thin line there?
Well, that is tough. I mean, I love Baldwin County. My wife's from this area. We've raised our three kids here. We all hold on to the preciousness of what we have here, our quality, our small town Baldwin County mentality, and the things that we came here for, and we've got to preserve those. We've also got to be realistic and understand that growth is here. The one thing that we have not done as good a job and that we need to focus on, and that I think I can get my arms around, is managing that growth, slowing it down, and coupled with that is we've got to stay ahead of the curve for infrastructure development. That's where we're barely keeping pace. It seems like every time we finish a project, we already realize that we didn't do it well enough, we didn't make it big enough to handle the growth. And so by managing growth with smarter zoning, being as transparent as we can in the planning and development process, by doing a better job of that, I think we can hold on and protect those things that we hold dearly. I mean, both my boys are Eagle Scouts, as am I, and I truly believe that Baldwin County is a very special county in the state of Alabama. The outdoors, the water, the kind of environment that we all love here, we can be smart about it, and we can hold on to that and protect it if we have the right kind of leadership, both business and understanding the complexities of economic development.
Yeah, speaking of infrastructure, that's one of your 5 points you make here for the growth of Baldwin County, and you back pay-as-you-go infrastructure. Can you kind of delve into that a little further, your backing of that?
Sure. You know, when you talk about infrastructure, it's easy to kind of lump everything in there, from roads to waterways to Wi-Fi and all that. But the reality is you have to plan, and you can't plan that 3 and 4 year increments. We have to look out 10 to 15 years so that we have good infrastructure as far as our roadways, north, south, and east, west corridors. And we have to look at the growth if we bring houses into the area. But beyond that, the most important thing we need to do is get everybody involved in the planning process. And that's not happening right now. Typically, what we see is folks get upset when they all of a sudden hear about something that's going up in their neighborhood or close to them. And that planning process had begun years before. One of the things I want to do is I want to really promote our transparency, and I want to create more dialogue amongst our citizens, amongst our landowners and our homeowners, so that as ideas, as we begin to grow, we do it smartly with everybody involved in the discussion.
Steve, when I'm looking at a map of Baldwin County right now, including the district maps too, you talk about working together. Talk a little bit about the importance of working with the other commissioners, because you've got a county that spans from the beach, obviously, about 100 miles to the north, where
right.
There's nothing up there that resembles the opposite side of the county, north-south. So you can have different needs and wants in different areas of the county. How do you work well with other commissioners to make sure that each district is represented well in the needs that you have in your district?
Well, you just described Baldwin County to a T. It is a complex, wide, exciting, diverse county, and that means your county commissioners, obviously we represent our districts, but in all honesty, we represent every person in Baldwin County, whether you're in an unzoned rural area, whether you live in a city, no matter where you live, we have to be able to understand what's important to our citizens. And that means our four commissioners have to get along and play well together.
Right.
And I think the four that are in there now do. And I think that we will continue with that as we move forward. But the difference here is we have to understand that there are different expectations amongst all of our citizens and voters. And if you don't appreciate what your next door neighbor thinks, if you don't appreciate what somebody on the beach thinks or somebody up in Bay Minette thinks, then you're not really understanding the totality of the diverse part of Baldwin County. That's not easy to do, and what it means is you need to be transparent. You need to have constant communication. One of the things I want to do is I want to establish a state of the county address at least on an annual basis and probably twice a year, where we sit down, we publicly grade ourselves as a county commission, and we also tell our citizens that in the next 3 years, here's what we're going to do, and then we grade ourselves. There's a report card. We hold ourselves as a commission accountable, and our citizens know exactly what the report card should say when we talk about our metrics and our planning and moving forward with the plans that we have in place.
We're talking with Steve Carey in a runoff for the Baldwin County Commission seat, District 2. Of course, that election coming up Tuesday. And Steve, it couldn't be a more uncomfortable final weekend to go door to door and get those final votes. Your last comments here for our listeners? I know you have a busy weekend ahead, but our listeners here, what do you want to leave them with as we head in towards the election?
Well, number one, thanks to everybody that came out and put me in a position to be in a runoff. I appreciate the support. I'm excited. I love Baldwin County. I love living here. I love raising my kids here. But I also now want to commit myself to serving in a different way, not after 34 years of being in the military, not after 15 years of running a business. I now want to serve my community and help shape it, because ultimately, I want my three kids to come back home to Baldwin County. I want them to have great memories of what they've done here growing up, but I also want them to bring their families back here, just like my oldest son did with my grandbaby and his wife. And that means we have good government. That means we have good leadership. We have to think a little bit longer than what we're thinking right now, and I'm excited. I just hope everybody gets out on Tuesday. The more people that vote, we'll have a better, stronger voice for whoever gets elected. But I'm confident that on Tuesday, the citizens will come out strong for Steve Carey.
And lastly, Steve, and maybe it shouldn't be lastly, but thank you for your service as well. We appreciate that.
It was a great 34 years that my dad told me when I was 16, he said, well, what do you want to do, son? And I said, Dad, I just want to be a leader. I want to be out there and serve. And I had a chance to do that in several different capacities, and hopefully now I'll get to serve all the voters and citizens of Baldwin County.
Thanks again, Steve. Steve Carey, running for District 2 in Baldwin County. That runoff was, of course, on Tuesday.